Hey everybody, welcome into this week's edition of Trail Tidbits. A busy Trail Tidbits with signing day coming up next week. I'm Eric Kane alongside VolQuest recruiting insider Matt Ray, and we're going to hit on a number of current commits for the University of Tennessee and where their standing is a week out from signing day, and then one of the top targets still remaining for the class of 2025. About said 23. No, 2 years away from that, 25. Let's go ahead and start with the big fish out there. Obviously, Tennessee's prize possession here in this class, five-star plus offensive tackle, David Sanders. He took a visit to Ohio State last weekend. Matt, I know everybody's been asking you and AP all week long, and I want to remind everybody that this is a minute-by-minute thing, especially as we get closer to signing day. So to the best of your ability, kind of give us an update on where you think Tennessee is in regards to David Sanders, Ohio State, and maybe even some others.
Yeah, you know, obviously starting here, it's not ideal when – like you said, your prize recruit, your crown jewel, your class shows up, you know, on another campus. You know, Ohio State was essentially the runner-up the first time around to Tennessee back in August. So, you know, when he shows up less than 2 weeks out before signing day, that's not ideal and obviously raises some concern. You know, the visit was extended. You know, the Sanders family was in Columbus over the weekend into Monday. And obviously they have a chance to rekindle some relationships there. It's that's who they are. They're relationship people. And, you know, they have done a nice job of cultivating relationships at every program. I think everybody wants answers. What's David Sanders going to do? Where is he going to go? Is he going to end up with Tennessee? And obviously that's natural. But I don't think any of those answers are out there right now. And it's an answer that we're probably not going to get either way until closer to that early signing period. This isn't going to be where something, in my opinion, where he comes out of left field and decommits and announces his process is back open. I think one way or another, he'll decide right there over that weekend, you know, maybe leading into the early signing period. It's going to be big to see if he makes it back to Ohio State this weekend for the rivalry matchup against Michigan. If he does, that's going to be pretty telling, in my opinion. If he doesn't, you know, then certainly that aids Tennessee's cause in this. You know, conversations continue with David Sanders' camp in Tennessee. Tennessee, you know, doesn't have as much of a chance to play defense in this one just because of the fact of where the early signing period stacks up, Eric. And no chance to go in home with David Sanders. You know, you don't get those extra couple of weeks of recruiting after the season ends. You know, so if you're Tennessee, you've got to maintain those lines of communication and continue to remind David Sanders and the family of what made them comfortable the first time around. You know, he chose Tennessee in August over Ohio State, Nebraska, and a host of other schools, obviously, but those two in particular. And you know, now you've got to, you know, try to rely on that to get you to the finish line as you continue to work around and navigate, you know, some of the questions and concerns that the Sanders family have as they're trying to make a final decision here late in this process.
So David Sanders, Tennessee trying desperately to hold on to him, Ohio State coming hard. And again, this will be a day-by-day thing leading up to signing day, which is next week. So again, stay dialed into the Journal's quarters. Follow AP and Matt for daily coverage on that. That might be one of those things to where, you know, it goes down to the finish line and we see, you know, which school gets his, you know, national letter of intent first. So, you know, we'll have to see coming into signing day next week. One guy who is going to sign for Tennessee for sure and who just flipped from Southern Cal. It was kind of a long road. Took a little while. I mean, Tennessee had interest in him early on in the cycle, but DeJuan Morris makes it official coming off an official visit with Tennessee here recently. Is the second back in the class. What is Tennessee getting in Morris? And one of the most popular questions this week, Matt, why is Morris rated so low?
Yeah, I think we'll start with the second question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think DeJuan Morris has an excellent body of work there at Oakland. Has a chance to project as a three-down back in Knoxville. And the fit, I think, really, at Tennessee's going to be really nice for him. Obviously, I think USC does a lot of similar things with their running backs that Tennessee does. But Morris is a different dynamic for Tennessee once Dylan Sampson is gone out of the backfield. A very natural pass catcher. You can move out in space, flick the ball out to, you know, let him make a guy or two miss and try to turn it into a chunk play. I do think DeJuan Morris is underrated. I think when you look at what he has done throughout his career there, you know, somewhat speaks for itself at, you know, one of the top programs in the state, especially in public ball. But as far as DeJuan Morris in Tennessee, kudos to Darrell Sims in this one. Never gave up. It was very persistent. And if you listen to DeJuan talk dating back to the unofficial for the Kentucky game earlier in the month, coming out of the official visit, detailing his decision with Austin Price, it meant something to him that, you know, Darrell Sims offered him early in the process back when he was at Louisville, and has continued to recruit him regardless of where he's been, Louisville, Cincinnati, Tennessee, wherever it might be. Darrell Sims has been a constant for DeJuan Morris. And, you know, that's a big part of, you know, the reason that he chose the Vols. Another reason that he chose the Vols is some of the success that, you know, Tennessee freshmen are having. You know, you have some guys getting snaps significantly, like Boo Carter. You know, there's a very close relationship there. And Morris has paid close attention to what Boo Carter's been able to do throughout the season. And he likes the idea of staying in state. USC worked really hard to get him away, or to get him away from Tennessee and keep him away from Tennessee. You know, so kudos to Tennessee for maintaining that relationship and going with the ebbs and flows and getting it done here in the end.
So Tennessee picks up the commit earlier this week from 25 running back DeJuan Morris, adding a second back to this class. Tennessee's trying to add another defensive lineman, a guy that we talk about weekly here on Trail Tidbits. A week away from signing day, Isaiah Campbell was back on campus. Feels like Tennessee once again kind of knocked it out of the park. What could you see happening here in the next couple of days regarding Isaiah Campbell, the four-star four-star defensive lineman?
Well, you know, I think Tennessee did a good job of answering Isaiah Campbell's questions this weekend, and that's what this visit was about. He's already taken an official visit here. He took an official visit to North Carolina, and then he decided he wanted to come over and check out the Vols one more time. Got his family with him. They made the drive over for a 1 p.m. kickoff. And he even said after that visit, when I spoke to him, he said, so you got to put in the work to know where you want to go. And he said, even when you're tired and you don't want to sit through those meetings, or you don't want to get up, and you got to get up and you have to do it. And, I think he's trying to handle the process the right way. And Tennessee answered a lot of his questions academically this weekend, and he's continued to have conversations there throughout the week. From the football fit, I've said this for some time, Eric. I think the football fit has always lined up more in Tennessee's favor in the recruitment of Isaiah Campbell. Rodney Garner and the opportunities that Tennessee's defensive line presents playing in the SEC, the rotation that they have, seeing guys like Dave and Hobbs, come along, guys playing early along that defensive line if they do things the right way, I think it's been big for Isaiah Campbell. I was actually writing something on Tuesday, in regards to how we see this class finishing out a little bit. And Austin and I were working on something, from our final thoughts. And at the time of writing it, it was announced that Mack Brown had been fired at North Carolina. Obviously, I don't think that with Isaiah Campbell, I said this, on Josh Newberg, the Inside Scoop, earlier in the week. I don't think it's something where he's just going to make a snap decision and say, oh, they fired Mack. This is over. I'm going to announce to Tennessee. I think the way that he's attacked this process, he will still hear things out from the North Carolina side. He will look to try to get an answer of where that program is headed in the future, because it's 20 minutes away from home, basically. And I think at this point for him, he's going to hear them out. He's going to listen and try to make an informed decision. So what does that do for his timeline? We'll see. He had talked about maybe making a decision here earlier in the week. We'll see if it gets back later into the week or closer to signing day. But either way, I think Tennessee has positioned themselves well as we're pushing toward the finish line here.
Going to move on to another current Tennessee commit. But before that, and again, just thumbs up, thumbs down, or yes, no, real quick. Tennessee still in great position with linebacker Christian Gass, correct?
Yes. I think Tennessee's still in a good spot with Christian Gass. He made his way back to Knoxville over the weekend. Obviously, Georgia's continuing to try to get him to campus. He watched the Tennessee-Georgia game from the stands. He said his aunt bought him tickets to go watch that game for his birthday. She knew it meant something to him, but he didn't really want to be in the Georgia recruiting section. But despite that, what he told me after the visit was, the reason I want to get back up after playing a playoff game on the road in Perry, Georgia, basically 2 hours away from Eastside, which is a few hours away from Knoxville, you know, and get up and make a 1 p.m. kickoff. You know, he told me that he just wanted to remind everybody that he was home. You know, and I feel like there's a lot of comfort with Christian Gass in Tennessee right now, as, you know, this process is getting closer to the end. We've talked about Christian Gass, Shady Hayward, Travis Smith at length on this program, and I continue to like where Tennessee is with all three of those guys right now.
Matt, another Tennessee commit, current commit that Tennessee is really trying to hold on to with some other teams coming and pushing lately. Florida's been in the news here lately. Could there be some other ones? It's Tennessee cornerback Onis Konabany. What can you say about a defensive back that Tennessee got a couple months ago that they really, really like?
We'll see where this one goes. You know, we're here almost to the midpoint of the week as we're recording this one. You know, I think the fact that he got out of Florida without doing anything is a sign that's somewhat encouraging to Tennessee. Obviously, that visit surprised some. I think that visit surprised some around Onis Konabany. You know, I've talked to him here early in the week. I think Tennessee's still okay here. I say that, you know, cautiously optimistic. I think Tennessee's still okay here. But make no bones about it. He's one that enjoys the process. He's enjoyed it his entire time. He's trying to make the most of it and always has. You know, and that's not in a bad way. He enjoys the people side. He enjoys getting to know people, the relationships, looking at the football fit. He enjoys that side of the process. It's not a process that has stressed him. Some guys get very stressed in it and do not enjoy it at all. He has not been stressed by it. He's, you know, just enjoyed seeing the opportunities. But anyways, yeah, I think at this point, you know, there's some cautious optimism around Tennessee. Florida's obviously a very real threat. Steve Wiltfong posted on the board over on the General's Quarters early in the week that there was maybe some expectation of Onis making his way to Texas A&M. Since that post, you know, roughly 24 hours since that post, I have talked with Onis. He says that that visit's not going to happen. But, you know, in continuing to talk to some folks, it wouldn't surprise me if he showed up somewhere this weekend. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. And could that end up being Texas A&M? Sure, it could. But going off what he's told me right now, he's not planning to be in College Station. He's planning to make a final decision between Florida and Tennessee on December 4th at Heathwood Hall.
Hey, last one I want to hit on here before we call it quits. Darion Smith, Tennessee defensive line commit from St. Francis Academy. Tennessee, of course, had a lot of success from St. Francis Academy over the years. Auburn's pushing there hard. What's the latest you can give us here a couple days from signing day on Darion Smith?
Yeah, you know, I think Auburn's continued to check a lot of boxes for Darion Smith. You know, they've got a little bit more of an immediate need there for him. They're looking to add multiple bodies that can come in and have more of an early opportunity along that defensive line. And I think that's something that appeals to him. He plays at a really good program there at St. Francis. And he's a twitchy guy that, you know, that Tennessee likes. And you know, they saw some value in his game over the summer, obviously, when he committed. And, you know, right now he's probably more of, you know, just with the way Tennessee's defensive line stacks up, he's probably more of a depth piece a little bit early in his career. And because of that, Auburn's been able to prioritize him. I think they, you know, showed really well for him this weekend. Obviously took down Texas A&M, you know, field storming. And I think right now at this point in the process, Hugh Freeze's program probably has the momentum there with Darion Smith.
All right, we got a lot going on here leading up to National Signing Day, and no better place than to stop in at VolQuest.com in the General's Quarters. This stuff moves. I mean, it always gets kind of fast and furious hit there towards the end, but now with everything going on, it's even more fast and even more furious. But nobody stays on top of it like AP and Matt over at VolQuest.com and on the General's Quarters. So stay dialed in there. We'll have plenty of coverage coming up next week. Of course, coverage this weekend, Tennessee and Vanderbilt's. Thanksgiving's tomorrow, so happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we'll see you next week right here. I guess we'll see next week. I don't know what we'll do with Trail Tidbits with it being signing day, but we will have plenty of coverage right here at VolQuest.com.